the omniscient Lord is the actual knower of the field of the material body, and with his perfect vision, he witnesses both externally and internally all the endeavors of the conditional soul's heart. Please repeat after me. The infallible Lord will not consider me an enemy, even though Kansa has sent me here as his messenger. After all, the omniscient Lord is the actual knower of the field of this material body, and with his perfect vision, he witnesses both externally and internally all the endeavors of the conditioned soul's heart. Purport is very small, only two lines. Being omniscient, Lord Krishna knew that Akrura was only externally a friend of Kansa. Internally, he was an eternal devotee of Lord Krishna. Two K's, K for Kansa, K for Krishna. Internally, Akrur is for Krishna. For externally, it apparently looks like he is sent by Kansa. But internally, he is almond, whole soul, dedicated to Krishna. Tanama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I like to pay my obeisances those senior devotees who were sitting in front of me, like Devi Shakti Mataji and our like Guru, His Holiness Radharaman Maharaj, and all the exalted devotees and my friends. So, dear devotees, this chapter, 38th chapter, the name is Akrur's Arrival in Vrindavan. The great devotees like Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, they have named this chapter as Akrur's Manoratha. The Manoratha, actually it is very difficult to find the exact English word who can explain the real meaning of Manoratha. We can say the very highly expectations of Akrura from Krishna. Manoratha Maharaj, I am unable to explain what is the exact word. Devi Shakti Mataji, can you? Manoratha, you see, she is very exalted, very senior. But what to do? It is a true fact. We cannot find the exact word in the English dictionary to give the real meaning. Just like ras, just like man, we cannot find the real exact. Just like even dharma, the real word religion is not propagating the meaning of dharma. No, in English dictionary it is mentioned is some kind of faith. But the dharma, Prabhupada ji translate the constitutional puja. No, dharma, the occupational duties. So we can think, where is one kind of faith, and where the occupational duty. Dharma means it cannot be divided from that substances. Just like fire, just like water, the water flows down, the fire goes up. So this cannot be taken out from this matter of fire or water. So similarly, we can get satisfaction by listening the word manuratha, akrurs manuratha. The situation, we can meditate upon it. You see, the Kesi was killed, the Arishtasura demon was killed by Krishna. And after that killing, Narad approached Kansa. And he explained in the beginning of the meeting. Narad is explaining before Kansa, you know that girl with the daughter of Devaki? Yes, you know who was she? Kansa, yes, I know. Very nice to know. Who was she? Oh, she was the daughter of Yashoda. Yashoda Tanaya. Oh, you are fool number one. You do not know who was she. He was the real daughter of Devaki. Vasudev cheated you. You were completely cheated. You do not know. And you know that those guys, those two boys, the black and another is white, the Krishna and Balaram, you know? Who are they? Kansa, yes, I know. They are the sons of Vasudev. Nanda. Oh, you are full number one. You do not know. They are the two boys of Nanda. Oh, Kansa touched his head. What kind of fool I am? I do not know. So Narad Muni is the real friend of demon and friend of the demigods. Nobody disobey Narad Muni. Even if he approached Kansa, Kansa would say, oh, Narad, please, come, welcome. What do you need? Thanda or garam? hot or soft? Cold? So everybody likes Narad Muni. Really Ajat Satru. We read from Bhagavatam, the devotee are Ajat Satru, no enemy in this material world. And we can see the great devotee Narad Muni, he has no enemy. So when Kansa knew everything from Narad Muni, then Kansa was very much angry. Oh, his anger with the top. So he thought, okay, now he took out his talwar, his sword, and immediately he thought that, yes, I will kill. I will call that two guys and I will kill. So many things. So Narad Muni said, no. You should take action very quiet and a calm mood. Josh mein hosh nahi khona chahiye. You see, if these things are done beyond your knowing, beyond your intelligence, so how can you dare that you can kill immediately Krishna and Balaram? Don't think that your life now is in danger and immediately you will calling your death. It is very dangerous. So then Kansa thought what to do. So in Kansa's court, so many ministers were there, so many real will wizards of Kansa were there, and in Jaduvansi, Akrur was also in the Kansa's court. You know, when Kansa was doing atyachar among the Jadus, among the citizens, at that time so many Jaduvansis fled away. Somewhere in 10th canto it is mentioned. But Eke Tamanurundhanam, a few persons, they cooperating with Kansa, they stayed with Kansa in court. महाराज तमनुरुंधानम, इज देर एन इंग्लिश वर्ड तमनुरुंधानम, तम अनुरुंधानम. सो दे थॉट टाइम विल कम विल गेट ए चांस टू सी कृष्णा. दैट्स व्हाई दो कंस वाज ए डेमन, कंस वाज द डेडली एनिमी ऑफ कृष्णा. कंस वाज कंप्लीटली 100% अगेंस्ट कृष्णा, स्टिल दे वेर एग्री टू सर्व कंस बिकॉज ओनली वन होप, टाइम विल कम वो विल टेक द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सी कृष्णा. सो दिस इज ए वेरी ग्रेट सिचुएशन, वेरी टिपिकल सिचुएशन फॉर ए डिवोटी. इफ यू सी रामायण, जनक महाराज इंस्ट्रक्टेड भरत, भरत फॉर द बिलव्ड यू कैन डाई, इट इज वेरी इजी फॉर राम. जनक महाराज आस्क्ड भरत, भरत वन व्हाट कैन यू गिव फॉर राम. भरत सेड जनक महाराज, इफ यू कैन टेल मी आई कैन गिव अप माई लाइफ हेयर, आई कैन गिव अप माई प्राण लाइफ टू रामा, व्हाट मोर एक्सपेक्ट यू फ्रॉम मी. जनक महाराज सेड भरत, क्विटिंग बॉडी गिविंग लाइफ टू योर बिलव्ड इट इज वेरी इजी, बट लिविंग फॉर द बिलव्ड, फॉर द सोल, फॉर द लॉर्ड, फॉर योर लविंग थिंग्स, इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट, इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट. कैन यू गेटिंग मी व्हाट आई वांट टू से. भरत प्रेम, प्रेमी के लिए जीना कठिन है, प्रेमी के लिए मरना तो आसान है. इट इज वेरी इजी टू डाई फॉर द प्रेमी, बट इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू डाई एंड कैरी आउट द ऑर्डर ऑफ राम. It is the real devotee's duty, the mood of the devotee. So the same mentality, Akrur is waiting, Uddhav is waiting. Eke tamar, eka dukha, Akrur, Uddhav, maybe one or two, they accepted conscious atyachar and they accepted conscious rule and they accepted to stay in the Mathura. That is the thing. And the time come, you know, if there is a will, there is a hope. If there is a will, there is a way. There is a way. If there is a will, there is a way. The time come. So Kans said, Akrur, my dear Akrur, Danpate, because Akrur was a very, high in charity. He has got the Samantak money and he giving charity in a high platform. Because that time that Samantak money was giving 8 bars of gold, Ashta bhar sona, even we can't imagine. So Akrur was giving charity. So the name was changed, the Akrur to Danpate. If Danpati word is coming, then we must understand the name of Akrur is Danpate. So Kansa said, my dear Danpate, my dear Akrur, you visit to Braj Vrindavan and bring back Krishna Balaram to here and to Nand Maharaj and all the Gopas, and I have arranging one Dhanush Jagya, one Rangasala. When Krishna Balaram will come here, my wrestlers will definitely kill the two guys, and I will kill all the Gopas, all the Gopis in that Rangasala. You see, Kansa was thinking, Narad explained everything, and Akrur said, my dear king, your thoughts are very nice, but you do not know what is the God's will. Oh, manushya bahut kuch sochta hai, par hota hai Ishwar ki ichha se, hoi soi jo Ram rachi rakha. You can think so many things. You are dreaming, I'll do that, I'll do this, I'll do so many things. But okay, I will go, definitely I will go. But I do not know what will happen. That's why devotee depends 100% on Krishna, 100%. So Akrur's Manuratha, Akrur was sent by Kansa, and you see from Mathura to Nandagaon, how many kilometers? How many kilometers from Mathura to Nandagaon? Maybe 25 kilometers. Mathura to Nandagaon? 39. Achha, itna dur hai. So 39 mile means 50-60 kilometers. 50-60 kilometers. How many times it will take by chariot? If the horse will drive the chariot, how many hours? If the horse will drive the chariot 20 kilometers per hour, so it will take 3 hours, 4 hours. 39 kilometer. 39 kilometer. 39 kilometers. If you see the tangas are moving here and there, the horse driving the cart, so what is the speed? Maybe even the human being can work, even if the human being can race 10-20 kilometers per hour. But a horse ride, horse race is very fast. So even within 1 and 2 hours, Akrur should reach in Brajmandal, in Nandagaon. But from morning to the evening, Akrur started his yatra, his journey from Mathura from the early morning, Dwadasi morning. And he reached in Nandagaon afternoon, the due time, the evening time, the Godhuli time. Almost 10 hours. What was doing Akrur in the chariot? He was taking halwa puri. If we are traveling from Delhi, we must halt in Palwal, in Sohna, in Kesi. Okay, bring one thanda. If cold season is there, January, man, there are some hot drinks. But from Nandagaon, from Mathura, there is no such dhaba at that time. So no cold drink, no hot drinks. So Akrur was sitting on the chariot. The horse were walking. 10 hours, 12 hours passed. How the time is passing? You know, the waiting is very difficult. Have you experienced you are waiting for your train in the platform? Oh, so difficult. Train is coming. 2 hours is difficult, like to pass for one day. Isn't it? Pratiksha ki ghadi lambi hoti hai. It is very difficult. But you see, Akrur passed that 10 hours in a fraction of moment. Highly, deeply meditation. Akrur was meditating. It will happen. I reached Krishna and I will see Krishna. When I see Krishna Balaram, I will pay my obeisances. I will see the lotus feet of Krishna. I will smear the brajaraj on my head. And when Krishna Balaram will see me, he will embrace me. Oh, this is the success of life. I do not know what is my fortune. Hiriya maana kala nadya kochit charati kashtana. Kochit tarati kashtana. In this flow of this time factor, all the living entities are flowing from the birth to our death. So Kansa, Akrur completely merged in the meditation, in meditating upon Krishna's behavior, Krishna's mercy, Krishna's vigor, Krishna's majesty. his whole substance, his whole body, mind and soul merged in the loving thoughts of Krishna. This is the beauty of Bhagavatam. We are not sitting here to simply read the word-to-word meaning of this sloka. Our heart should be in this sloka. So Akrur's meditating, even no pleasure is comparable with this meditation. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned, Krishna name je ananda sindhu aswadan. Krishna Brahmananda tar age khatu dakasam. The meditation of Krishna, the name of Krishna gives so much pleasure. The Brahmananda is like the water in the footprints of a calf. If the pleasure of the Krishna, the meditation of Krishna is compared to the ocean of the pleasure, the Brahmananda is compared to the water like in the footprint of a calf. Real devotees, there is no such pleasure you can derive when one meditates upon Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's mercy, Krishna's activities, all are in the absolute platform. So Akrur's whole existence was merged in that thinking. It will happen, it will happen, it will happen. Asht Satvik Vikar, the eightfold vikars. Vikar, what is English? Vikar? Satvik Vikar. The eightfold of sattvic vikars were seen in the body of Akrur. Completely. Akrur's manorath, expectations. So Akrur was expecting so many things, so many things. In the last verse, in the 17th verse, yesterday Mataji was giving, very highly, highly relatable sloka. Very highly relatable sloka. In this sloka, one can give a class for 7 days. Very highly relatable. So Akrur was expecting, Akrur's hope, desires of the mind, manoratha, you know, so many times manoratha word is coming in Bhagavatam. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana Sarve gunais tatra samasati sura harava bhaktasya kutu mahatguna manorathena asati dhavato vahi. Our mind is always sitting on the chariot who is driving the mind from inside to outside. We are searching pleasure from outside, from rupa, rasa, gandha, sabda, sparsa. In pratishtha, we are searching the pleasure. In a rupa, we are searching the pleasure. In a sparsa, we are searching the pleasure. This is called manorathena asati dhavato bhai. But the fault is that, the risky thing is that, we are sitting on the chariot of the mind, manoratha, but that ratha is driven by the uncontrolled senses, and they are taking us, our soul, from inside, from Krishna to Vishaya, which are called the poison. Vishaya is the object of the senses. They are compared as the very deadly poison, like potassium cyanide. Manorathena asati. The senses taking our mind to the asati. Asati means temporary things, fickle things, miserable things. If we touch, we will die. If we taste, we will get distress. But here, sati, manorathena sati. Wo sati manorath par Akrur ji baithe hue hain. Very nice. अक्रूर इज थिंकिंग वो आई एम गोइंग टू सी कृष्णा हियर इन वृंदावन. आई रिमेम्बर आई थिंक 22 ईयर्स बैक अवर गुरु महाराज डिड कथा हियर इन बलराम हॉल अक्रूर्स मनोरथा. So in this shloka, in this manuratha, Maharaj is saying, what can be great fortune of a living entity is more than that to see Krishna. If one living entity is stopping the journey of his material existence and he is going towards Krishna, He is starting his journey towards Krishna. What will be the more great fortune is more than this? इससे और जीवात्मा के लिए सद्भाग्य क्या हो सकता है? जिस दिन जीवात्मा अपनी यात्रा भगवान के लिए प्रारंभ करता है, what will be the most great fortune? It means Akrur is the most fortunate living entity in this material world. Material world. It means Akrur's Manuratha is the real Manuratha, is the topmost Manuratha, is the first class Manuratha that should be done by every living entity. At least in his lifetime, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Jar. If by fortune you are taking birth in the holy land of Bharat, चैतन्य महाप्रभु नेवर से इंडिया भारत भूमि. इफ यू आर फॉर्चुनेट टू टेक बर्थ इन द होली डिवाइन सॉइल ऑफ भारत, एट लीस्ट इन ए लाइफ टाइम वी शुड डू सच काइंड ऑफ मनोरथ. यस, वन डे आई मस्ट मीट कृष्णा. One day Krishna will embrace me. When that day will come. So with this Manuratha, the right Manuratha, Akrur was sitting. Side by side, you know, love has two aspects side. जो प्रेमी होता है वो अनिष्ट की आशंका भी करता है. अनिष्ट संकया. तो अक्रूर इज थिंकिंग इट विल हैपन, इट विल हैपन, इट विल हैपन. बट साइड बाय साइड ही इज थिंकिंग हाउ कैन आई एक्सपेक्ट दिस, हाउ कैन आई एक्सपेक्ट दिस. आई एम द मैसेंजर ऑफ कंस, द डेडली एनमी ऑफ कृष्णा. द वर्ल्ड इज सीइंग आई एम द मैसेंजर ऑफ, हु इज अक्रूर, ही द दूत ऑफ कृष्णा. Everybody knows who is Hanuman. Everybody knows that very designation of Hanuman is not Hanuman. No, the nice designation Hanuman always like to say, I am Rama Duta. I am the messenger of Rama. Hanuman never says, my name is Hanuman. Who is, what is your name? Oh, my name is Rakhal Rajadas. Okay, but I am the servant of Prabhupada. Ram Duta, Ram Duta, the servant. When Hanuman saying like that, because he is our Acharya of Dasya, Dasya Yoga and the servitorship, Hanuman is the Acharya. Hanuman says, Ram Duta, I am the servant of Rama. And when he said like that, he was very proud. He felt proud, proudy. And we must feel proud when we say, yes, I am the messenger of Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, we are the messenger. This is the mood and mission. So Akrur felt alas. I am doing so many expectations. My hope is high, the top of the sky. But why Krishna will give me value? Because I am the messenger which deadly enemy comes. You see, my devotees, I am uttering the word enemy. No, nobody is enemy of Krishna. But apparently in this context, we see Kansa is the enemy, Krishna. You know, Krishna is the hero and Kansa is the villain. Double K. KK. This is a chapter of KK. Have you seen the picture PK? Like KK. One is Krishna, another is Kansa. The story of KK. Ka. So Kansa is sending, Akrur is coming, and side by side Akrur is thinking, no, it will not happen. Namai upeshati ari buddhim achyutaha. He is uttering the name Achyuta, the infallible. Sanatana Goswami explains, alupta jnana aishwaryayo. Achyuta can be that personality whose knowledge and whose aishwarya, health, wealth cannot be diminished. Wo kam nahi ho sakta, alupta. Alupta jnana. We are lupta jnana. We are not achyuta. We are, though we are son of achyuta, but we are very chyuta. We are chyuta. From when we are here, we do not know. In last life, who is my mother, who is my father, we do not know. Krishna says, what is that verse? Gita mein, bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana kaschana. Yes, veda ham samati tani vartmanani charjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana kaschana. Arjuna, bahuni me vyatitani janmani tava charjuna. Arjun, my dear friend, you and me, oh, have passed so many lifetimes. I know them, you don't. Alupta. Krishna's name is Achyuta. So, when there is a nirasa, there is a hopelessness, there is a hope. One devotee, the real devotee, can never be suffered by the disease of depression. Or depression bimari ko kya kehte Hindi mein? Hai na, bimari hoti hai, depression. Oh, I cannot do. Nothing can be done by me. No. Devotee is always enthusiastic. Yes. For one moment, the thoughts came to Akrur's mind. Yes, it can be, it can happen. Krishna can think me, this is from the side of my enemy. You see, Lanka me Ravan ke mitra kon hai? Sabhi Ravan hai. Yehi to Indra sochta tha, Hiranyakashipu ka beta hoga dusra Hiranyakashipu. Bhai, ek baat hai, ghode ka bacha ghoda hi to hota hai. So here the son of Hiranyakashipu might be the son like Hiranyakashipu. That's why Indra was trying to killing Prahlad. But this is the case, something different. Though hope is coming, the thoughts are coming, but Akrur thinking, no, it cannot be happened. Because you see, if for one moment Krishna is think, yes, this is the side, from my enemy side, what will happen? From 5 kilometers from Nandagaon, all the gopas will gather and he will beat Akrur. He will break the chariot and he will take the life here of Akrur. Like it will happen like Kesi, it will happen like Aristasur, like demons, Jadgatvana Nivartante. Jo gaya so vapis nahi aaya. अक्रूर को पीट देंगे, उसके रथ को तोड़ देंगे. ये तो होगा और क्या होगा? What will happen? But Akur is saying, no. It will never happen because my Lord is Achyut. Upesyati means he will not think like that. Why? Because he is Achyut. His knowledge is infallible. He knows me. He knows my attitude because he is Achyuta. Immediately, we can develop attitude of enmity to our friend. Prabhupada says, in this material world, with one moment, both are a friend, the another moment, both are enemy. It happens. But Krishna, no. Rahati na prabhu chit chuk kiye ki karat sunati saya barahiye ki. Our Lord does not see the dosage of living entities, the bad qualities of. Always he sees the good qualities. Otherwise, why Krishna says, if you give me one fold of water, I will seal myself on your hand. Vikranite. Krishna apne aapko bech dete hain, jadi koi tulsi patta aur ek anjali bhar jal deta hai. Manushya apne jivan mein anek galtiyan karta hai. We do so many wrongs in our lifetime. We are not able to even stand before Krishna. Mattulya nasti papatma naparadhicha kashana. Rupa Goswami is saying, pariharepi lajya meh. Oh, we are ashamed of my activities. Kim brube purushottama. Hey purushottama, how can I say, how can I pray before you? How can I stand before you? But one hope. Lord is Achyuta. He knows everything. He knows everything. Kansasya duta prahito. Though I am sent by Kansa, but Vishwadruk, you see, all the adjectives are used for Krishna. Achyuta, their name is Krishna. If one name we remember, Achyuta, we will be hopeful. Yes, Krishna will give mercy. Vishwadruk mane. He knows everything, inside and outside. You know, sahasra, pani padam tat sahasra kshisra mukham sarvatra suti malloke sarvam avritti trishtati. Anything we do, Krishna says. Nothing is hide from Krishna. So the Vishwadruk, Krishna knows the Vishwadruk. Why? Jo antar vahir. Krishna resides in outside, also in the inside. This is the hope for the devotees. Chetasaha etad ihitam. What activities jivatma do, Krishna? Ihitam mane chesta. The activities, the actions. What jivatma is doing, Krishna knows every moment. Chhatragya. Why? Krishna is a chhatragya. Chhatragya chapi mam vidhi sarva chhatra subharatah chhatra chhatra gayor gyanam yattaj gyanam matam mama idam sarivantaya chhatra mitya vidyate idam sariram kauntaya chhatra mitya avidyate etat jo veti tam prahu chhatra giti tatvidya. We are chhatragyas, but we only know our bodies, our chhatra, but Krishna, the Lord, the Vishwadruk, the Achyut, he knows the all bodies. If I pain your body, Achyut will not happy to me. That's why for the devotees, always word is used, sarva bhuta hite rata. Hinsak kabhi bhagavat bhakta nahi ho sakta. Never. Because our philosophy says, our darshan says, Krishna feels even a little pain of the another body. How can you kill another living entity for your tongue? How can you offended a living entity? How can you insult living entity when we see that Krishna is the Kshatragya? This is the application of this. Ikshate amalena chakshusa. How Krishna sees? Krishna sees with amalena chakshusa, amala chakshu.
we have malachakshu. Malachakshu means our eyesight, our vision is covered by the three modes of material nature, by goodness, by the mode of passion, by the mode of darkness. How can we see Prabhu? But Krishna sees amalina chakshusa. Krishna sees the inside of Akrura. How you see how this sloka is helpful for us in our life, especially for the grihastha life is. Often Mataji are asking, because we are preaching, doing Bhagavatam, so many Mataji asking us, Prabhu, in our home, my husband is doing like this. My father-in-law is expecting from this, from me. So many things are happening in the family life. This sloka can be helpful. Matao, ladies, this sloka can be helpful. You can give this message up to the society. Akrur is saying, no, Krishna knows my heart. You see, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tesam evanu kampartham aham ajnanajam tamah nasayami atma bhavastho. Our Guru Maharaj says, if one devotee is real, wants to meet Krishna, Krishna helps in so many ways. Atma bhavastho, Krishna is residing within our heart. When Krishna thinks that, yes, this Prabhu is trying to meet me, trying to attend me, oh, Krishna helps. In 11th canto, Uddhava says, jo antar bahire, oh, guru, there are two gurus, one is Sikhya Guru, Chaitya Guru. The Krishna is residing as Chaitya Guru. Chaitya means who resides in Chitta is called Chaitya. So Krishna is Chaitya Guru. What you are doing, you are coming Mangala Arati, very nice. We are chanting 16 round, very nice. We are doing service, very nice. But our mind is moving in another crooked activities. Everything is zero. But Krishna is seeing our inside. Tesam evanu kampartham aham ajnanajam tama nasayami atma bhavasto. I am sitting inside of the heart. I know that devotee is real, wants to me, is want me. He like to attend me. That's why help. So this is the very much helpful for the ladies. Because in our society, husband is telling the wife, okay, you are my wife, you must cooking non-veg for me. Isn't it? In Bengal, in Orissa, it happens. If the devotee, if the wife is devotee, husband demands, you are my wife, I am your God. You must cook non-veg for me. Isn't it, Rakhal Raja? Happens. Because Pati Parmeshwar, Pati is instructing, yes, my dear wife, this is Bhakura Macha. This is the piece of Bhakura. You must cook for me. What to do there? Patni will say, no, I am the great devotee of Krishna. I am chanting 16 rounds. I cannot cook. What will happen? Conflict. The whole family will finish. At that time, that lady should do that. Yes, you can cook. Krishna knows your heart. You know, on the first time, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave one sloka. Parabhyasanini nari vyagrapi grihakarmasu tam eva aswadeti anta navasangara sayanam. When woman is married, when girl is married, okay, he's a lover, he's her husband. But some cases, if that woman has some loving relationship with another man, what is called in English, paramar, paramar. If that lady is involved in that case, she was very cautious, because she acts in such a way, her father-in-law, her husband, her brother-in-law, उसकी ननद माने उसके हर सिस्टर इन लॉ दे इवन डू नॉट नो दे नो वो आवर बहू आवर आई मीन हस्बैंड थिंक्स माय वाइफ इज वेरी चेस्ट बट चैतन्य महाप्रभु से परव्यसन नारी बट साइड बाय साइड दैट लेडी दैट वोमेन इज ऑलवेज थिंकिंग हर पारामर the loving relationship with that another person. Though she is doing all her family duties very nicely without any defect, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expects same mentality from us. Though we are involved ourselves in the factory, in the job, in the family duties, so many activities. The ladies, they are rearing their child. है ना? बच्चों को खिला रही है, पिला रही है, पर मन है कृष्ण के पास. गृहे गृहे ब्रज बधु कदम्बा. This is the mood of Braja, real Braja. They are doing all family activities, but their mood is the Krishna. In Gitam, Jugal Gitam, you can see. Without any moment, without any friction of moment, the gopis are not different from Krishna, always thinking. So my dear devotees, this is the real instruction. We can do outwardly anything. What to say, what to speak, even Amrapali Vesya, the prostitute, the name is Amrapali. She became the great devotee of Buddha. Pingala Vesya, she became the great devotee of Krishna. And the Muslim prostitute who came to fall Haridas Thakur, Mughal Vansya Vesya Paramasundari. Log jo nahi jante kehte hain ki uska naam Lakshahira. No. That Vesya, that prostitute came to Haridas Thakur. She was a Muslim lady from Mughal Empire, very beautiful. She came to Haridas and she became the devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Muslim lady became the devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pingala, devotee of Krishna, and Amrapali became devotee of Lord Buddha. Though outwardly they are very degraded, but Krishna knows our heart. We are doing our family activities, but karase karama karahi bidhinana man rakhyo jaha kripa nidhana. You can do your duties by your kara, many hands, and keep your mind in the Krishna khetra. In this way, and also three stories in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srikant came. Srikant pay obeisances without taking out his petangi, mane coat. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one in Puri, Srikant Sen, the son of Sivanand Sen, he came to Jagannath Puri, paying obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govind says, Srikant, petangi khol, petangi utar, petangi, you understand, jacket. Quote, this is not the spiritual injection, scriptural injection, that with that coat, with that kurta, we should pay obeisance. No, in South Bharat, you will take out all kurta, all banyan, bare body, you have to pay obeisances. This is the scriptural injection. The same injection, when the Srikant came to Puri, so he paid pay obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Srikant, petang utar, take out your coat. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade Govinda. No. Now he is in an angry mood. Because Nityananda Prabhu kicked Sivananda Sen. And with that anger, Srikanth came here. His mood is disturbed. So don't disturb him. No. Then Srikanth came to know, oh, he is Sarvajna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarvajna. Otherwise, how he knows my mood? How not? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can find 3-4 instances. When he met Brahmananda Bharati, Brahmananda Bharati was wearing the deer skin. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ignored Brahmananda Bharati. So Brahmananda Bharati thought, oh, my wearing this deer skin is not liked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, I have to wear saffron cloth. So when he was thinking like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Govinda, okay, Govinda, bring one set of saffron cloth. So he bring dhoti and bahirvasa, then Brahmananda Bharati. So Brahmananda Bharati understood, yes, he is the omniscient. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the omniscient. Where Srikanth cases, he knows. So many cases you can find. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave these things. When Haridas wanted to quit his body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So, my dear devotees, mothers, ladies, this sloka says, Krishna is Kshatragya, Vishwadruk. So whatever our outside condition may be, if inside, in our mind, we are devoted to Krishna, we must be very much loved by Krishna. This is the instructions of the sloka. I think 2-3-5 minutes more, please excuse me. In this sloka, we can take 2-3 classes. Very nice. You see, the Dharmatma Prabhu gave me 5 slokas. What can I do with the 5 slokas? Will play this slokas or what? One sloka is sufficient. So I requested and I saw the constitutional right that yes, this sloka has at least 2 lines per part. Mane kanuni tor par humne sahi siddhi kiya. भाई बिना परपट का हमने लिया नहीं, परपट हैं. सो आई थिंक व्हाट इज अवर मोड, जथामति जथाशक्ति, जैसे गुरुओं का आशीर्वाद है. सो आई एक्सप्लेन दिस श्लोक. सो लेट अस वी शुड क्लोज, लेट अस वी शुड स्टॉप दिस क्लास हियर. हरे कृष्णा. एनी क्वेश्चन? सो महाराज माय इंग्लिश इज वेरी बैड. एनी कमेंट? कमेंट, एनी कमेंट, any comment, please. One comment.
You actually explained my concept of purity. Same time you are playing the bridge that you are going to see Krishna directly. And the regret.
Yes.
And the concept eyes.
The messenger
of Kansa. Not only this, I am sent by him.
Yes.
Given this
mission. Yeah.
Both aspects. First of my, for whole time, I am servant of Kansa. And this particular duty,
ha,
I assigned to by him.
Yes, yes. उसके regress. Any question? Any question? One question? Yes, रख. Anything wants to take Mahaprasadam, please, forward from Prasad Hall. Any, we are here, we are 1 minute, 2 minutes. Okay, yes.
Mathura and Vrindavan distance is very, not very far.
12 kilometers.
12. Okay. So, why kill Krishna? They have Kamsa planning in such a way, and he may come anytime or.
So your question is that conscience should come here at Vrindavan, he can kill.
Yeah, he's a king. He was the king for the whole area, and so he can.
Okay. So very nicely, you know, your question, because you are a devotee, you have your simple heart. Yes, because in diplomacy, so many things are considered. The Rajaniti is not like simple Niti. We are thinking like that. But if Kansa is thinking that if I would come to Vrindavan, do you think that Krishna will leave Kansa to Mathura? Krishna will kill. So Kansa has his kila. Kila means fort in Mathura. Kansa has all his equipments. Kansa has all his parsads, mantris, and mallas are here. So better to bring Krishna Balaram to Mathura. So in my fort, in my home, just tell me the simple answer. If you are killing, you want to kill somebody in his home, is it easy, or in your home, is it easy? Yes. That's the thing. So many things in diplomatic way you can think. So many factors are responsible. Because Kansa was a political leader, he was a king. He knows the politics very nicely. That is called Kootniti. Kootniti. Kootniti means that Niti appears something different and inside something different. Here is also Kootniti. Kansa is applying Kootniti. Okay, when Krishna Balaram will hear that, okay, there is a Mathura Dhanus Jatra, so many people are coming, so many Jhulas will be there, we will there, so many things. But inside, Kansa is thinking, oh, when they will enter in the Rangasala, my Kuvaliya Pid will smash them. If Jadi Vuhase Bachage, then my Mall, Chanur, Mushtik, Sal, Tosal, they will usko chuna bana, chura bana denge. To bhai sab, achha, log bhi pura nahi manenge. Agar Kansa directly approach there in Vrindavan, is killing, so what will think public? What will be thought of the citizen? No, no, no. You are a devotee, you are thinking like that, but in diplomatic way, something different. Right? Hare Krishna. So, dhanyavad, many, many thanks. Any question from the mother side, lady side? No, thanks. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.